Hey, all Scott here. If you're like me, you need coffee. Lots of it. And you probably prefer it tastes good, too. Well, let me tell you about Darren's Coffee Company at darrenscoffee.com. Darren Marion is a natural entrepreneur who decided to leave his corporate job and strike out on his own, making great coffee. And Darren's Coffee is now delivering right to your door. Darren gets his beans direct from farmers around the world, all specialty, premium grade, with no filler. Hey, the man just wants everyone to have a chance to taste this great coffee. Darren's Coffee. Order now at darrenscoffee.com. Use promo code Scott and save $2. Darrenscoffee.com. All right, now, I'm Scott Horton. This is my show. Oh, and I just screwed up. I'm supposed to be calling this guy right now. Here, I was going to go on where I left off, but I wasn't thinking. I was thinking of the wrong thing. We're going to get back to, obviously, the war on ISIS and all that stuff. Here in just a minute. Right now, 28pages.org. That's where you find Brian McGlinchey. And it's 28pages.org, a new resource for the growing movement to declassify a 28-page finding about foreign involvement in 9/11. It's time to declassify those 28 pages. Welcome to the show, Brian. How are you doing?
Hey, great to be with you, Scott. Thank you.
Very happy to have you on the show here. I appreciate you joining us today. So remind us again about just which 28 pages we're talking about here, first of all.
Absolutely. A lot of people think it's in the 9/11 Commission report, but actually it's in an earlier report that preceded that, the report of a joint House-Senate Intelligence Committee inquiry into, you know, the title of the study, intelligence community activities before and after the September 11 attacks.
Mm-hmm. So this is the initial congressional investigation into how it was that we have an FBI, a CIA, and an NSA, and yet still a September 11th attack.
Exactly.
And now, you know, I'm sure there are plenty of things to discuss about that entire report, but let's skip to what we don't get to see, and that's the 28 pages. Although it has been, I think, part of the major media story from the very beginning about just what's in there. We have a pretty good idea about what the 28 pages are, and they kind of even said from the beginning, I know, that's why we blacked it out, so you won't know the truth.
Yeah, that's right. It's 28 pages, and you know, for perspective, it's important to note that this report that it's part of is 800 pages long, and you know, as you go through it, there are redacted sentences and paragraphs and names, places, but then all of a sudden you come to this section where it's 28 pages from one end to the other that is completely redacted. There is a declassified paragraph on the front end that does tell us that it relates to findings of indications of specific sources of foreign government support of the 9/11 hijackers. So we know that. And we also know from Senator Bob Graham, who's been very outspoken on this issue, he co-chaired the Senate part of that joint inquiry. So you know, he was part of the inquiry that actually wrote the 28 pages. He's been very vocal about saying these need to be declassified. And he's also given indications that you know, this points to involvement by, it ties back to Saudi Arabia, whether it's the government, whether it's their intelligence organization, both wealthy individuals highly placed, you know, in Saudi Arabia, you know, those types of details are the things that still need to come out. Also, you know, a lot of times when people talk about it, it talks about, they use plural when they talk about governments. So as much as we've talked about Saudi Arabia, you know, there is maybe some question, is there another country too that also implicated?
That's what I was just going to ask you. And I think, you know, obviously people have speculated about that. There were warnings from, I don't know how many, if somebody has an exact count of how many different governments are on the record warning that there was a major attack coming, that kind of thing. But there's one country that stands out as somewhat suspect, at least in terms of prior knowledge and perhaps not sharing what they knew, and that is the Israelis, because of the four-part series on Fox News that came out by Carl Cameron, where he basically paraphrased the FBI as saying, how could they have not known when we look back now and see how close they were following these hijackers around? It seems like they must have known more than they were telling us, and apparently these FBI agents were upset, and that's why they were telling Carl Cameron. And then, but of course, you know, the real facts of that have been, you know, not really developed. I guess the real question is, do you have any indication that any of that has anything to do with these 28 pages?
I haven't seen any indication that the, you know, that vast spying network, you know, if your listeners want to Google later, the art students and the dancing Israelis, you know, that dynamic of the 9/11 story potentially. I mean, I haven't heard any direct or indirect indication from anyone of that. Now, Justin Raimondo at Anti-War wrote a piece recently exploring, you know, what might be in this 28 pages, and he did, you know, pursue that as a potential angle.
And then, so do you have any indication about what other government they might be talking about? I guess there were news stories a few, couple years back about some flight training that took place in Turkey, but was anybody implying that the Turkish government was behind that in any way? Or?
No, once you get past Saudi, at least not that I have, and my focus has been on declassifying them, so I don't have the encyclopedic knowledge some people
right.
do.
That's
all
okay.
the threads, yeah.
It just seems, though, like when you say, you know, when it comes to Bob Graham, we all know he's been talking about Saudi Arabia on this subject for years. We know that's what he means. And I just wonder whether there's any other kind of, you know, we know that when this other congressman references it, he's made himself pretty clear that he's talking about X or Y Gulf country or Pakistan or something. You know, I don't know.
Right.
But I guess the answer to that is no. You really don't have any further indication beyond Saudi.
Yeah. We just want to open this thing up and see what's in there.
Yeah. Well, of course, there's, you know, the General Mahmoud connection and all that, the money. You know, maybe Pakistan is.
Exactly. That's another name that does come up in the.
Sure.
In that discussion.
Yeah. And now, okay, so back to the activism then. You're working really hard on getting people to contact Congress and have them do what exactly, Brian?
We want everybody to contact their congressman or congresswoman. And first of all, ask them to support House Resolution 428. That was introduced last December by in bipartisan fashion by Republican Congressman Walter Jones, who you might know recently survived a bid by the establishment and by various lobby organizations to primary him. Mm-hmm. So he survived that and has gone on. And he, along with Stephen Lynch of Massachusetts, a Democrat, they introduced 428, which urges the president to declassify the 28 pages. Mm-hmm. So we want people to contact Congress, ask them to co-sponsor H.R. 428. But we also want them to ask two questions. Have you, Congressman, and of course we're talking to a staffer, but has the congressman read the 28 pages? And if not, have they asked permission from their intelligence committee to do so? In a piece we just posted a couple days ago at 28pages.org, we explore what I think is a scandalous dereliction of duty that may be underway on Capitol Hill. Specifically, what I'm talking about is you know, starting from last December, you've had Walter Jones, Stephen Lynch, then joined by Thomas Massie, congressman from Kentucky, all urging their peers to read the 28 pages. Not only out of justice and, you know, understanding what happened and oversight of the intelligence community, but also because they, and along with Senator Graham, say, hey, what's in there is very instructive about current events and what's going on right now in the region and the continued you know, support of Sunni extremism across that region. However, the indications are that you've got all these congressmen who are not even bothering to read that.
Right.
And I'd encourage people to go to 28pages.org and, you know, use our search function to look for a video by Massie, M-A-S-S-I-E. His press conference video in March, the terms he talks about were very intriguing. He says that, you know, he described the experience of going into that, you know, soundproof room and then finally reading those 28 pages as disturbing. And he said he caused him to rearrange his understanding of history. Walter Jones said, you know, what he saw was shocking. And that what was most troubling was he was extremely disappointed in people whom we thought we could really trust.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, one would think that that would spark, if not professional curiosity, just natural curiosity to see what in the world is in those 28 pages. But right, it looks like willful ignorance is going on.
Right. All right, well, I'm sorry we're out of time. I'll let you go here, but everybody can find all the contact information for Congress right there at 28pages.org, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
great. A lot of tools and even pre-printed, pre-written letters for them to send to Congress, too.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Great to be
here. Scott Horton here for Wall Street. Brian McGlinchey, everybody. Hey, y'all, Scott Horton here. I want to tell you about this great new book, Livin' La Vida Baroka, American Culture in an Age of Imperial Orthodoxies by Thomas Harrington. While he comes from the left, Harrington has little time for much of what is passed off under that label today. Like us libertarians, he puts peace and freedom first. The book's got great essays on American fascism, empire, the Israeli occupation, the left and Obama, liberalism in the state, and some interesting lessons from the history of Imperial Spain. Livin' La Vida Baroka by Thomas Harrington. Check it out at scotthorton.org/books or scotthorton.org/Amazon. Hey, y'all, Scott here for Liberty.me, the brand new social network and community-based publishing platform for the liberty-minded. Liberty.me combines the best of social media technology all in one place and features nightly classes, guides, events, publishing, and so much more. Sign up now and you get the first 30 days free. And if you click through the link in the right margin at scotthorton.org or use the promo code Scott when you sign up, you'll save $5 per month for life. That's more than a third off the regular price. And hey, once you sign up, add me as a friend on there at scotthorton.liberty.me. Be free. Liberty.me.